It's no secret that Utah's voter turnout has been low in the past few elections, but as demonstrated by the Count My Vote debate in recent weeks, there's not a lot of agreement on the most effective ways to increase voter interest in Utah races. On Monday, another idea to enhance Utah's elections was put forward. Former U.S. Senator Bob Bennett, former Senate candidate Scott Howell, and former Utah Governor Olene Walker introduced the Utah Debate Commission, a group whose aim it is to increase the number of debates in state races. Howell, a co-chair of the commission with Bennett, says one of the problems Utah voters have is a lack of exposure to the candidates.
When we think about the history of this country, think about the Lincoln and the Douglas debates and all those things that have happened so often. Unfortunately, in this great state of Utah, sometimes we haven't had that opportunity for our citizens to see what would happen in a debate situation with candidates.
Walker also spoke with Howell on the south steps of the Capitol, and she echoed Howell's urgency to use the debates as an informative tool for voters.
Our whole government is built on the concept that ideas are presented to voters, and voters should have the right to be knowledgeable and understand those great issues in our state. I am glad to see that Utah is again a leader in wanting to have the debates take place.
In the 2012 elections, Utah was arguably thin on televised debates. According to the Utah Debate Commission's website, only one televised debate was held for the gubernatorial race and the U.S. Senate race each, the latter of which involved Howell as the Democratic nominee. In contrast, there were three presidential debates and one vice presidential debate. With the new commission, more debates will be encouraged, and as Bennett says, having an organization to coordinate debates will reduce some of the confusion endured by campaigns in the past.
As a candidate, you're always besieged with requests for debates. Will you come to our group? Will you come to our group? No, we have a bigger crowd. No, our radio station has a better audience than that one. Our television station has the biggest reach. You're never quite sure where you're going to end up or which one you should really go to. And to bring some order and cohesion and sense of direction to the entire process is something that will be welcomed by the candidates who are not afraid of debates, and something that should be pushed upon the candidates who are.
Questions were raised at the press conference about which candidates would be allowed to participate in debates. Walker explains they'd like to be inclusive, but with reasonable exceptions.
The decision will be determined by a poll that will be taken, and we will find some figure that we think is high enough to include any viable candidate, but low enough so we don't have 40 people wanting to debate.
Perhaps most importantly, Howell says there's bipartisan support for the commission, as well as support from many of the major media outlets in Utah.
We've met with James Evans and Jim DeBacchus, and we feel like we've extended that invitation and we have an agreement on both parties. This is going to be a nonpartisan board that has one objective. That's to present the best candidate to the constituency.
Many influential figures in Utah politics were on hand for the announcement, including U.S. Representative Jim Matheson and Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love, who both contended for Utah's 4th District in 2012. Matheson, the incumbent, narrowly defeated Love after four debates. Matheson will not be seeking re-election this year, while Love is considered a front-runner for that district. From the Capitol, I'm Ryan Cunningham for KCPW News.